Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Football Friday, our friend Twan Russell is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Before we talk football, I always remind you the best place to get geared up with Canes or Dolphins merch is Caneswear in Davie. Twan Russell was a linebacker for the Hurricanes and the Dolphins. He's currently the athletic director at St. Thomas and the man behind the Russell Education Foundation, which does such great work for young people here in South Florida. And tomorrow is their third annual Rally for Reading Pickleball Tournament in Coconut Creek. You ready for a little pickleball tomorrow, Twan?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'll be there early. I'll be representing. I don't know if I'll be able to play pickleball though. I got those bad knees. They're trying to talk me into it. Just the last time I played, I literally were on crutches for like an entire week.
correct me if I'm wrong, because this is the third one, and I feel like every time the tournament comes up, you have another reason as to why you're not playing in the tournament. I remember,
I think the first year
you said, nah, I think you said that you weren't very good at pickleball, you needed to learn your skills a little better, and then the second year, I don't know, and now you're saying you'll end up on crutches. What's going on here, Twan?
Well, the first year I saw you
at Tucker Duke's. You look like you were fit and in good shape.
Yeah, I could be fit and have bad knees. The first year I played, and I played at a high level. I mean, I came second from last. And then I'm joking, by the way. The second one.
I'm not sure you are.
The second one, we were traveling out of town conveniently, and I couldn't go to the tournament because the football team was playing out of town, and I couldn't play. But I'll be there. I'll be ready to go. I mean, I'm not going to play. I'll be there. I'll be rooting people on. I'll guest refereeing, talking trash. I'll be there.
So, Twan, it took you to this day or this year to figure out that you're old and your knees don't work no more, because it hit me a long time ago.
No. You know, I don't know if I ever told you, when I decided to retire, I was at my mom's house crossing 441. And I was going to the store. I said, "Oh, let me walk." So I walked to the store, and there was a car coming. I misjudged it, so I said, "I had to run." Now I am still employed in the National Football League, and I remember dang near getting hit by a car because I couldn't cross the street. I was like, "Man, if I can't cross the street, how in the world am I going to go out there and play football?" And that was the moment that I realized that I couldn't play football anymore. And unfortunately, that's been the story of my life, that I haven't been able to cross the street since 2003.
You drive to the neighbor's house. No, I'm just driving.
Man, hey, I'm driving my bike. I'm taking my car. My wife dropping me. I can barely drive. No, I'm not doing that. I love
you're
life.
Like Ricky. You're like Ricky and Boys in the Hood trying to go down the back alleys.
No.
They're gaining on them. Are you playing in the pickleball tournament, Solana?
Yeah, Twan, it's probably better you sit on the sideline. Just watch me collect the gold.
You know, he's been talking trash for a year. He's telling me how he's coming for the tournament. He's going to win it.
No, he's very serious about pickleball. Do you bring your own partner in this, Solana, or do you get paired with someone? How does this work?
Nah, I got my guy. We call him Hefty Lefty. He'll be playing with me tomorrow.
Hefty Lefty. Hefty Lefty.
We play, Twan.
I don't know if I feel comfortable doing anything with somebody named Hefty Lefty.
Well, I only do pickleball with a Hefty Lefty.
Well, I'm just saying, it sounds complicated.
You'll meet him tomorrow. You'll meet him tomorrow. Kind of a sketchy guy, but.
Right. How is the competition? Hey, if people still want to get in the pickleball tournament, Twan, is there still room or is it sold out?
Yes. No, yeah, there's still room. They can go to our website at Russell Education Foundation, and around the homepage, you can click and sign up. Today is the last day to register. So, yeah, they can still register.
Are there bigger celebrities than Solana and Hefty Lefty?
Well, he's the only celebrity that counts.
Which one? Hefty Lefty?
I don't know who Hefty Lefty is. I'm talking about Solana.
I think it's an imaginary friend. I think in high school he dated a girl named Hefty Lefty. All right,
oh,
we got to move on. So if you want to get in on the pickleball tournament, it's tomorrow. You can meet Solana. And Solana, if you listen to this show, you know he talks about his pickleball prowess like nothing else that he talks about, right? Because everything he does is with a grain of salt, but then with pickleball, Solana is very serious. He's constantly posting pictures on the weekends at the podium for the Dink Club where he plays. Like, this is going to be a real test, Twan. We're going to need a real report when this is over, yeah. Twan.
Well, pickleball is the average man's sport. I mean, it's the one sport you don't have to move that much, and as long as you can swing a paddle, you can go. So this is perfect for him.
Yeah,
says the guy who can't play the average man sport anymore, huh, Twan?
Because I played at the highest level and I left it on the field, just so you know. You're still trying to figure that part out.
Yeah. Oh, you just got smacked down, Solana. Smacked down. Twan, we were talking yesterday and the day before about the Hurricanes. And we were saying, you know, give the team a letter grade. They've played 9 games. There's 3 left. And I will say, like, Crowder and I were in the B category because the victory is over Notre Dame and Florida State and Florida. And Solana's of the opinion they can't be more than a C right now because they've had 2 disappointing losses and they're really not going to be in contention to play in the ACC championship game. So when you look at the Hurricane season so far as a whole, knowing that they've had big victories and they've had disappointing losses, could you come up with a letter grade for them so far?
It's funny you said. I was just having this argument the other day. I'm giving them a B-, and I would not give them a C because they've had some impressive victories, I mean, at least early in the season, and I think the rest of their season is favorable. I mean, they have an opportunity to win out. You know, I am optimistic. I do believe that, you know, I believe they can beat North Carolina. I think they have Virginia Tech and Pittsburgh after that. If they win out, they have an opportunity to back into, you know, the conversation. I mean, if they're a 2-loss team, and when they're making decisions on who can come in for a national championship game, University of Miami is going to have an argument that they can be in that conversation. They may or may not play in the ACC championship, but they have an opportunity to play in the national championship. And at the end of the day, that's what it's really about. And yeah, I think they're kind of finding their swag. The creativity that they showed last week against Syracuse, I was like, okay. Maybe we're making some moves. Some things are happening. I'm excited about them finishing out the year, and with a little bit of luck, have an opportunity to still play for a national championship.
But Twan, I gave them a B- as well. But isn't it a failure of a year if they don't go to that college football playoffs? And as I'm hearing it, and we're looking into it, if you don't win the ACC, there might be only one ACC team in the 12 that make it.
I mean, I think it's we're the University of Miami. I think it's a failure anytime we don't play in a national championship game. And that's kind of been what's been going on for several years. You know, hey, we lost 2 games. You know, we realized that we were human. And I think we anticipated having a much better season. But I do think that we're making adjustments. I do think that we have an opportunity to finish strong. And I don't agree. Like, I really believe if we win out, I think that we could be 15. You know, I think we could be 15 and back into the national championship hunt. Who would you put over us? when you start looking at that, you know, top 16 group that's going to go in, who would you put over us in that bottom five? And I think we're going to be in that argument. And if we get in, I think we have opportunity to be very aggressive and play very well. And who knows? Like, you know, it's about finishing strong. And I think that Syracuse game is giving us a little bit of confidence. And I think that we could, you know, win out at North Carolina this weekend and then finish up through the last two. I think we have an opportunity to go.
Hey, Twan, I know, as you said, if they're not competing for a national title, it's always a disappointment. That's the standard that Miami wants to get back to. Does this feel, though, in terms of talent, just sheer talent on the team the past two seasons now with Mario Cristobal, does this feel as close as it ever felt over the past decade as those legendary, like, early 2000 Hurricanes teams and obviously the teams prior to that as well? Like, is this the closest it's felt since then? Just in sheer talent that Miami's been able to put on the field.
The last 2 years in the preseason, I felt that we had an opportunity to make a run for a national championship berth. And obviously we didn't do it last year, and we're still having the conversation now. Yeah, I think we're going in the right direction. We have the talent to do it. I think we just have to figure out how to make it all work. The problem that's going on in college football right now, globally, not just at the University of Miami, the teams that can acquire players and retain them over time, and they have players 2 and 3 years at a time, they're going to be the ones winning. You know, unfortunately, in the last couple of years, we're making great strides in bringing in talent. But if you look at it, we still have a lot of new guys in that realm. And Beck is a first-year quarterback at the University of Miami. If we had a quarterback 2 and 3 years that's been in that system, we're going to be a much better team. And I think the University of Miami has to figure out ways to find talent early on coming out of high school where they can develop, because those are going to be the teams that have 3 and 4 year guys at their program that cultivated and developed in their program to be successful. And they're doing it. If you look at their young talent that they played in that game, they played a lot of young guys. You know, it's fun to see those guys run around, and to see what the future looks like is exciting. But we got, you know, it's challenging. We're trying to win the now and win the future simultaneously. And the guys that we're playing with now are guys that have been here 1 or 2 years, and we need to, as we develop those guys 2 and 3 years, 4 years, who've been in the program, you're going to see a completely different University of Miami football team.
And Twan, one thing Mario gets criticized about is, call it running the score up, you know, where you get a lead and you just eat the clock, you run the ball, you know what I'm saying, the four-minute offense, as they call it. You as a player, I know you've coached, and now you're an athletic director. What's your philosophy on running the score up? Because mine is, if you can't stop me, I'm going to throw up 100 on you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I don't know if it's about running the score, but you got to play smart. No longer is 4 touchdowns a comfortable win. I mean, even in high school football, if you got 4 touchdowns on somebody, we've all seen, you know, someone scored 3 touchdowns in 10 minutes, and all of a sudden you're fighting for your life at the end of the game. So you start playing tactically. Okay, you know, we're gonna play a little bit more conservative offense, or maybe our defense, we're gonna do less pressures and play more zone, because you know we don't want that one-on-one battle and maybe a big play. So now you're playing to prevent the big plays, and it's a strategy. It's a hard balance between, yeah, if we press and we're aggressive and we throw a pick, or we press and we're blitzing and we miss, and now you have somebody running down the field by themselves. You know, now it puts you in a situation where you're up by 3 touchdowns, and now you're fighting for your life at the end of the game. It's a challenging thing to do as a head coach, because you have to balance between, all right, if I'm going to be aggressive, here are the things that can happen if I'm aggressive. If I play conservative, here are the things that will happen if I play conservative. So I think they're trying to find that balance between being aggressive and conservative simultaneously, depending on the team that they're playing.
So, Lana, you play aggressive or conservative pickleball?
Just depends who we're playing against. We have to review the matchup, obviously, and then we'll pick apart our opponents.
You're watching film on your opponent?
Yeah, we'll pick apart our opponents' weaknesses and then expose them there. Typically, the backhand dink, Twan, is where we expose people.
Wait, are you getting cell phone film?
All his opponents are 60.
What was it, the backhand dink?
The backhand dink. You know, a lot of times you drop into the kitchen to their backhand, and if they can't execute that backhand dink properly to the center of the kitchen, Twan, well, guess what? Hefty Lefty's going to make them pay.
Hey, Shannon, he got scouts advancing on the other teams. football tournament, you know, breaking down the film.
It sounds like Twan is really downplaying how big of a community pickleball has become, and I just want you to know, Twan.
I can tell you this, because Twan's tournament is tomorrow. We're going to get an actual report from someone watching you play, other than us just hearing about you yourself talk about you play. Right. Twan, I want you to watch him as if you have the number one pick in the draft and you cannot get it wrong. You got to see every strength and weakness in this guy's game and give us a report.
Done. I'm definitely going to do it, because, first of all, we're not going to let you bring 10 extra people and a film crew and analysts to come in our place and take up space and drink up all our drinks and food to go scout your opponents that you're going to be playing. That's not going to happen.
First line on the Solana scouting report, Twan, just so you know, they call me Springy. I'm springy all over the place, man.
You got some spring in his step.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, tomorrow is Twan Russell's Russell Education Foundation Pickleball Tournament, 3rd annual. Solana will be playing. And if you want to get in still, you're a pickleball player, you want to get in, it's the 3rd annual Rally for Reading Pickleball Tournament. It's in Coconut Creek. You can go to RussellEducationFoundation.com. and get all the info there. And even if you're not going to play in the tournament, go to RussellEducationFoundation.com and just click the Make a Donation link, because they do amazing work in South Florida. And Twan Russell always has time for his charitable endeavors and always has time for the show as well. We appreciate it, Twan.
No, thank you very much. And Solana, if you win tomorrow, I will come on and say you're the greatest pickleball player in Broward County.
Wow.
Okay.
Hands down.
All right.
If you win.
A huge amount of pressure. Do you think you can actually win this tournament, Solana?
I am expecting to win this tournament tomorrow.
Who's your biggest competitor? Do you know the people in there?
No, I really don't. I haven't been able to play against anybody there. But Twan.
You made my point.
I looked up. Here's what you're
so
not
you're
understanding.
This
I looked
is not
up.
Going to be his typical competition at the JCC Dink Club when it's Ira and Ethel Goldberg.
You're
this is
downplaying.
Not the tennis course outside of your apartment. This Twan, is real pickleball.
Gotcha. Twan, I just want you to know there's an entire system that calculates people's divisions and scores. And let's just say, I feel pretty good about my chances tomorrow, Twan. Let's just say I feel pretty good.
Can't wait.
All right.
Text me throughout the tournament, Twan. Please text me throughout the tournament.
Do.
As many pictures as you can get. All right. We'll see you, Twan. Thanks, man.
All right. Thanks, guys. Take care.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.